Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your host, Emily Hudson.
Hello and welcome. My name is Emily Hudson, and this is another edition of the Intel on AI podcast. Today, our guest is Jürgen Konieczny, the CTO of Cymos. Welcome, Jürgen.
Hello, Emily. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Would you mind telling our listeners where you are right now?
I'm sitting in my home office in Vienna, Austria.
Well, welcome. One of the most exciting and fun parts about this podcast hosting gig is getting to talk with people located around the world, since none of us are doing very much real life traveling right now. So, Jürgen, tell me about your role at Cymos.
I'm the CTO for Cymos, and I'm basically the technical center of the company, and I'm managing all the technical decisions on the portfolio and doing all the technical relations within the company.
Can you tell me, what does Cymos stand for?
Cymos stands for Situational Awareness, Infrastructure Management, and Operation Security. And it's basically a platform that combines GIS, so geodata, with video analytics.
Now, for those of us who are not as familiar with situational awareness, infrastructure management, and operation security, what's a real-life solution that you are currently using for Cymos? I understand there is something to do with wildlife control?
Yes. Actually, with one of our partners, ICU Server, we created a cloud application that helps with his camera application to filter for certain wildlife species to help hunters controlling their wildlife better within their area.
So on the Intel and AI podcast, we've seen a lot of, I would say, AI vision solutions using AI to identify cancers or pneumonia. But this is a new one, using AI to identify, I guess, an invasive wildlife species. Can you talk a little bit about the technology that's under the hood, so to speak?
Yeah, so actually it's a ResNet 101 network that we use as a basis. Then we got a lot of sample images from actual wildlife cameras and also use the existing networks to train our own ResNet 101 network, but to train on top of that. And the results then can basically specify species with nice accuracy precision rates. And actually, currently, we have implemented the species for deer-like animals, wild boars, and smaller animals like foxes.
Okay, so in our country, we see a lot of problems with overpopulation of deer and wild boars as an invasive species. Is that the same thing in Europe?
Yes, it's basically the same thing in Europe. So European hunters are basically responsible for controlling the wildlife and also the boar population within the woods so that they don't do any harm. And so they need to know where the population is currently at, and the cameras can help with that. And actually our app helps them with filtering for these animals a little bit better.
So let's talk about the camera a little bit. You mentioned ResNet, but I understand you also have some Intel technology involved in doing this vision processing as well. Can you speak to that?
Yes, actually, we started with the normal training process and have used PyTorch for training and everything. Then we started to basically discover the possibilities with OpenVINO, actually also with Movidius. And then the ideas came up to port it fully, so to be independent from GPUs and actually have basically a better footprint in the cloud and don't have the need for dedicated servers anymore. So we started developing for OpenVINO and try to port the network. And Intel was so nice to help us with porting and giving us instructions how to port. And then we discovered actually the OpenVINO framework and how great it actually is. We are quite fond of it. It helped us a lot. And we were actually astonished about the performance it delivers for us and for the network.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that. I hear often from folks who join us on this podcast what a difference that OpenVINO has made to their models and their performance of their work, which is so great to hear. So talk to me about how this works. There's a camera out in the field, right? And then it's capturing images, sending them to the cloud, and then the inference is happening in the cloud?
Yes, the inference is happening on the cloud. So actually the camera has a built-in peer sensor, like an infrared sensor to detect movement. And that's why it takes within the woods, you know, you will get a lot of images, and that's the original problem. So it sends a lot of images to the cloud that have to be filtered. And then within the cloud application of ICU server sends all the images to us. We infer them, give results back. And we don't only give results back just for animals. We also use other networks on top of that to detect animals and for example, also cars and so on. So you can filter for that as well. So yes, everything is done then within the cloud, and the customer can then actually use the cloud platform to filter for the certain species, or basically for cars, persons, and so on.
Well, this is so interesting. It's truly application of image recognition that I have not heard before. So I guess it goes to show you that AI really is everywhere. Now, you mentioned getting Intel's help with your optimizations. Is that through the Intel AI Builders program?
Yes, exactly. So we're Intel AI Builders program, and we got a great support, actually. And they also helped us testing and optimizing for it, and do the initial initial porting of the network for us. And then we took over and made some optimizations on our end as well. This was very helpful and a very nice process, actually.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that. So what is next? You've developed this solution for wildlife identification. What future work do you plan to do with Intel?
Actually, currently we are porting our complete VA framework, because we have a complete VA framework also for security, retail, and so on. And we are porting basically our application to be OpenVINO compatible and to be able to use OpenVINO inference with our standard VA portfolio. In addition to that, also the ICU product actually for wildlife monitoring also has some future plans to actually develop a new camera and maybe use Movidius accelerators to do some on-camera inference before sending it to the cloud to save bandwidth.
Yes, how does that work? I'm imagining these cameras are maybe in places that are a bit more remote. Do they have good network access, or how is that a challenge to overcome?
Yeah, this current camera has a SIM card in that covers whole Europe, and I think there's also the possibility to cover now Africa and the US. And the camera will basically take the best available network, so you have a good coverage. And the sending of the images is done via very lightweight protocols or via email. So you can also use the cloud platform with existing cameras from other providers and just send an email to the cloud. Then the photo will also be inferred by our application.
Well, this is so interesting. Talk to me about some of the other solutions that you're developing. I know you have things perhaps in the home security space.
The Watchbox, for example, is basically using the Simos VA framework. And the Simos VA framework is a lot more than just home security. So it can do basically everything from perimeter to people counting. So currently the applications within the Simos VA framework are classical perimeter protection for small businesses or even private homes, up to people counting for retail stores in a distributed fashion and connected to all the modern VMS frameworks. And we're, for example, seamlessly integrated into the market leader Milestone with our solution. And for example, now we are implementing using OpenVINO. This is our first port in Simos VA using age gender detection for our retail application to get also age gender data into our Simos VA platform for the customers.
One thing that just occurred to me, as you mentioned your application and using it to count the number of people in a store, are there any possible uses for that model in terms of helping with our current pandemic and perhaps making sure people ensure proper physical distancing and limiting the amount of people in one space together?
So we have adapted our products, some of our standard products, to fit some of the use cases that you would need for COVID-19 use cases. For example, our face detection can be used as a no mask detection, so you can configure it that it becomes a no mask detection. This is actually, we were adapting a use case for bank access scenarios where only people are allowed to go into a bank that are not masked. And we reversed this use case for COVID-19 to get an alert and also have a kiosk view, you know, a nice kiosk view with a monitor that actually tells the person, please put on a mask while you're going into the store. And then we have our occupancy counting with occupancy alerts. So basically you can tell if you have a store with 100 square meters, for example, you can set, okay, only 10 people are allowed to go in. And then you have a nice kiosk view that basically tells the person waiting outside, okay, you have to wait. There is currently 10 of 10 people in, and you can go in after it's, you know, 9 of 10, and then it turns green again.
That is so interesting. I went to the local market here in Portland, Oregon. For the first time, really, I have been not shopping. I've been getting my groceries delivered, but I went in the other day because I needed some cereal. And I was very impressed, but they had everyone queued up, spaced out, and one in, one out. But of course, there was a person doing that. And it makes, I think, so much sense to have that done automatically. It protects the workers and keeps us safe, too. So that's a really interesting solution. I'm glad that you've thought of that as well. Now, for listeners who would like to learn more about all of these solutions you've been discussing, where could they go for more information?
They can go, of course, to our website, so www.cymos.eu. And if they are interested in the ICU server product, it's www.icuserver.com.
Well, it's been so interesting having you on our podcast today. I think you may be our first guest from Austria, so that's also exciting too. Well, Jürgen, thank you again for joining us. This is Emily Hudson, and you're listening to Intel on AI.